This is the Dr. Touch podcast. Episode 3, Freedom at Last. Hi, welcome back. Thanks for listening to also the third episode of the Dr. Touch podcast. First, a short history lesson for all non-American iPhone developers listening in. The USA celebrated Thanksgiving Day yesterday. Wikipedia has the following to say about that. Thanksgiving, or Thanksgiving Day, presently celebrated on the fourth Thursday in November, has been an annual tradition in the United States since 1863. It did not become a federal holiday until 1941. Thanksgiving was historically a religious observation to give thanks to God, but is also celebrated as a secular holiday. The first Thanksgiving was celebrated to give thanks to God for helping the pilgrims of Plymouth Colony survive the brutal winter. The first Thanksgiving feast lasted 3 days, providing enough food for 53 pilgrims and 90 Native Americans. The feast consisted of fowl, venison, fish, lobster, clams, berries, fruit, pumpkin, and squash. However, the traditional Thanksgiving menu often features turkey, stuffing, sweet potatoes, and pumpkin pie. Though what I don't quite understand as a student of the theory of cause and effect, as to why you would thank God in advance for the survival of the brutal winter. Actually, way more logical is the Canadian variant, where they give thanks at the end of the harvesting season, which is also a month ahead of their southern neighbors. But the strangest interpretation of Thanksgiving is not observed in the United States. It's actually in Grenada, an island in the southeastern Caribbean Sea. They celebrate the US-led invasion in 1983, which followed a coup there. Thank you, US, for coming to the rescue of freedom in a time of need, they mean to say. Speaking of freedom coming from the USA, I could not have thought of a more fitting day to be laid off by the company I was previously worked for as a Windows desktop supporter. You know, all the while I've been building my iPhone business in my spare time, I had to go and fix Windows problems day in and day out. As you can easily imagine, that did not go well with being more and more successful in the iPhone business. So I was looking for a way out, and one way I tried is by suggesting to go part-time. But then my former employer jumped the gun and decided instead to eliminate local IT support in Austria, including, or more precisely, consisting of me. You get it? Freedom, being laid off, from USA, getting my income from Apple. I call this historical alignment of parameter. That's what I call it. Now imagine me sitting in with the lady from HR and my boss yesterday, and them telling me that my services will no longer be required as of today. My heart made a happy jump. All the while, people kept approaching me with projects, iPhone project that is, small and big, and often I had to delay or tell people to get in line. That's no more. As of now, I'm fully equipped to help you with all your iPhone development problems and needs. Just drop me an email to oliver@drobnik.com. Bear in mind though that this is now my livelihood, so my support will not be free. But as several people can tell you already, it will definitely be worth it. Actually, that brings me to my next topic, Black Friday. Not to be confused with the stock market crash of 1929, this is not a public holiday. But it feels sure like one because it marks the beginning of the Christmas shopping season. So employees in the USA generally get the day off, except in retail, healthcare, and banking. Can you guess why? I believe this to be the case because retailers sell stuff like crazy, bankers are needed to count the cash afterwards, and healthcare because there's a study that tells us that going shopping for clothes puts a man under the same kind of pressure as a jet fighter pilot. So there are medics around if you should overly strain yourself in the shopping craze. As many other retailers, Apple, the most important for us iPhone developers, traditionally offers discounts on most products. For Macs, it's generally around $100. So I jumped at the chance to ask my finance minister, also known as my wife, if I could order my new Mac early that I had planned for Christmas. She said yes. I never was online quicker to go to the Apple online store and make my order. Man, I'm getting the sweetest baby that a Mac geek can get. Intel i7, 8GB of RAM, 1TB hard disk. There are two options on how to configure 8GB, but I don't think really there's much need for more than 8, so I chose the cheaper one that fills all slots. The other variant leaves you space to upgrade. Also, I did not get the 2TB hard disk because I have a NAS at home and a time capsule for backup, and really don't need that much disk space to warrant the extra cost. I'll definitely do a grandiose unboxing video when this sweet thing arrives at my house. So my recommendation is this. If you're in the market for a desktop Mac, this is the model to get. And Black Friday is the day to get it on. Hell, charge it on your credit card. You'll pay it back next year anyway, and hopefully by that time the economy has recovered and you are rich from selling iPhone apps. I have an addendum to the story of Apple cracking down on undocumented APIs. I recently got an app rejected for supposedly calling animation did stop finished context, which according to the rejection mail is an undocumented Apple API. Well, that's not entirely correct, and here's the whole story. You can set a custom selector for when an animation ends, and you have to create a method looking like animation did stop finished context. This method will then be called as soon as the animation ends. The context parameter allows you to tell apart multiple animations from each other. Now, what I was doing in the app that got rejected was to specify an animation did stop selector with set animation did stop selector with animation did stop finish context as the target. But I did not implement this method. This was actually left over code without function. So I didn't notice it during testing because apparently there exists an animation did stop finished context somewhere in the SDK that got called. So I never got a crash with unrecognized selector. The kind of analysis that Apple does detects these as well. So most likely they have sort of a debugger or something running when testing the apps, and they will catch any and every call to an API that's undocumented. So all I can give you as advice is to find an official method for getting the same behavior. Or if this is not available, then file your app under stuff I will release as soon as Apple makes this public. To give another example, I was asked by somebody if I could help hide his use of the internal battery API, which returns battery levels in 1% increments. The official battery methods of UI device only have a granularity of about 5%. Unfortunately, there's no solution for his dilemma. He will get caught. He will suffer the consequences of rejection for his insubordination. My app tip for today is simple. All of them. Most developers drop their app prices to $1 to share in the Black Friday craze. I say, help a developer in need. Buy his app. You ameliorate his financial crisis by this and give him something to more easily get over a hard winter. Thanks for giving. So folks, that's it for today. May all your bugs be found and none of your apps be rejected.